well as lots of others that even went out there. Now my brother-in-law, he was down here at Castle, and his brother, and one brother was over here on this place mile east of here, and one was working in a sore channel. When this in Charlie Murray and this was on the farm here, he went to New Mexico, and this was up the channel, he moved on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my father just taking care of the place while this one son, heir to his, their father died.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived over there, and he'd come pay my father the rent, and my father would go and pay the taxes, and then divide the money to give him his share back, his mm-hmm. fourth. Four of the boys, and he just pay all the expense. They hadn't bought a roll of water or this or that. My mm-hmm. father would pay the expense, and then he just divide the money equal amongst the four boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been attending to it since my father got what he thought was too old to attend to it, so I'm still overseeing mm-hmm. it.
Is your father living?
No.
Who? Is your father living?
Yeah.
Is your father living now?
My father?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's been dead since 1940. My mother passed away in 1930, my father in 1940.
Huh.
And this old fella, he passed away in 1905, father to these four uh-huh. boys over there. And this one, my sister married one of the boys, Charlie, wasn't up there,
mm-hmm.
Charlie from Stern. Of course, I tell them they're all my people, even if they're not. That my sister Mary and their
mm-hmm.
Charlie Foss, and all of the old boys, Foss has gone now, and it's gone to the heirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tend to it, and if there's any expense, why, I'll pay it, and I'll mm-hmm. get the money, and
mm-hmm.
then I'll divide it the four ways what's left.
Mm-hmm.
But I built a pond over there for them, and put them in debt about $100 and some to me, $150, and I haven't got my money back out of the rent. I'll get it back this year. I've never sent them a cent. Well,
uh-huh.
I'll go and pay the taxes on it, and it's not a cost them no money, but the rent is paying their taxes and paying me back what I was uh-huh. out on building the pond.
That's cheap for a pond.
Yeah, well, they say the government put out a... Oh, there was 4,250 yards dirt in the pond there. It's a big pond, deep pond.
It must be.
Runs that way up, good big pond.
Huh.
But it's all on my nephew's place and their aunt's place. Their
uh-huh.
aunt's husband's dead. And the other two boys ain't got none of the pond, but they paid their pond on it just the same.
Uh-huh. Then the town died when the people moved away or drifted out,
people
huh?
just drifted out, till there wasn't no train, nothing to keep them here.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing to go off to get to make a living.
Uh-huh.
Get the business.
Did they just leave the farms, and then have they just come back to them lately?
Of course, they rented on the farm, and used to all be, well, at one time there was three families on this farm, and that farm right there, there was four families there, and there's four families up here, and they all lived just two and three and four families to every quarter section.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of fellas in rent joined the land to them, and some have bought and some haven't bought.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to move off, go where they can make a living
mm-hmm.
and sell out. And each fork taking a whole lot of the farm, there's drainage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just drifting out till they. Everybody's changed. I mean, now they,
mm-hmm.
well, they're not the one, not another.